Welcome to our daily rosary meditation. Last year, your generosity sparked something incredible. More than 150 countries now have people praying the rosary together. Because of you, the ripple effect of prayer has spread far and wide. Now we have a unique opportunity to amplify this mission. Four couples have offered to match every dollar you give. Up to $1 million. That means every gift you make is doubled, helping us bring even more people to Jesus through Mary this Advent season. Imagine the grace and blessings that await us as more hearts are open to the power of the Rosary. Will you join us? Click donate below this episode's transcript and be part of this extraordinary mission. Together, we can make this Christmas unforgettable. So, let's begin in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
And let's call to mind all those we've promised to pray for. Andrew was the brother of St. Peter, and he was born in Bethsaida, a small fishing village on the shores of the Sea of Galilee. He and his brother Peter had a fishing business together in Capernaum, literally just down the road, where they also lived in the same house. Before he met Jesus, Andrew was a disciple of John the Baptist, whose testimony first led him and John the Apostle to follow Jesus. In John chapter 1, we hear, "As John the Baptist stood there again with two of his disciples, Jesus passed, and John stared hard at him and said, 'Look, there is the Lamb of God.' Hearing this, the two disciples followed Jesus, and Jesus turned around, saw them, and said, 'What do you want?' They answered, 'Rabbi, where do you live?' 'Come and see,' he replied. So they went and saw where he lived, and stayed with him the rest of the day. It was about 4 o'clock in the afternoon. And one of the two who became followers of Jesus after hearing what John said was Andrew, the brother of Simon Peter." I think Jesus asked Andrew the most important question: "What do you want?" It's a good question for us. No. It's the most important question for us. What do we want most, more than anything else? Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be. World without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
It was Andrew who introduced Peter to Jesus. And then a little while after, as Jesus was walking by the Sea of Galilee, and he saw them as they were making a cast of their nets in a lake, Jesus said to them, "Follow me, and I will make you fishers of men." And they left their nets at once and followed him. Isn't that fascinating? Now, nets are things to entangle prey. And the devil uses many nets to entangle us and keep us from wanting Jesus above everything else and from a deep friendship with Jesus through prayer. In fact, I would say the number one thing the devil wants to keep you from is prayer. So what net, what thing in your life does the devil use to entangle you and prevent you from spending more time in silence and solitude in deep friendship with Jesus in prayer? What net do you need to drop to be with Jesus more? Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end, amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
In the year 42, about 9 years after the resurrection of Jesus, Herod unleashed a violent attack on the Christians, and the apostles were sent out on mission. According to Eusebius, the ancient church historian, Thomas was sent to Iran and then to India. John went to Turkey, and Andrew set off for Scythia. Where in the world is Scythia? Well, it's the region of Ukraine and southern Russia on the north shore of the Black Sea. Imagine that. Andrew brought Christianity to the region of Ukraine and Russia somewhere between the years of 50 and 60 AD. Tradition holds that St. Andrew traveled up the Dnieper River and reached the area where Kiev now stands. And it's written that he erected a cross on the hills over Kiev and prophesied the future foundation of a great Christian city at that site. And due to these missionary endeavors, St. Andrew is regarded as the patron saint of both countries, of both Ukraine and Russia, symbolizing the apostolic roots and their Christian heritage. St. Andrew, pray for peace between these ancient Christian brothers. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be. World without end, amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Eventually, Andrew went southwest to Greece, where the emperor had him thrown to lions in Philippi, but the beasts refused to touch him. After this, his missionary work led him to Patras. It seemed the wife of the governor there was deathly ill, Pronounced incurable by her doctors, and aware of Andrew's reputation as a healer, she sent for him, and was healed immediately, and became a Christian, along with the governor's brother. The governor, Agiates, wanted no part, however, with this new religion, and considered the conversion of his wife an alienation of his affection. So sometime in the fall of the year 69, he arrested Andrew and had him imprisoned. However, Andrew's jailers had to be changed constantly because he would never stop talking about Jesus, and they were constantly converted. So finally, on November 28th, the governor gave orders that Andrew should be crucified. And despite the protests of his wife and brother, the governor had Andrew hauled to the seashore and tied to a cross. And he gave instructions that the condemned man not be nailed so that Andrew would die a slow, lingering death of exposure and exhaustion. The governor even expressed the hope that Andrew would be gradually torn apart by the wild dogs that foraged about the seashore. However, the dogs never had a chance, because the news of Andrew's crucifixion attracted such a huge crowd, and they surrounded his cross day and night. And despite his torments, the aging apostle, he was then at least in his early 60s, managed to summon the strength to talk about the things of God. And more than 2,000 people were converted while Andrew hung there on the cross on the shores of the Gulf of Patras. Meanwhile, there was turmoil in the gubernatorial mansion because a huge crowd gathered around the house and demanded that the governor free Andrew. Finally, the governor agreed to at least speak to Andrew. And when he confronted him on the cross, offering him release, Andrew would hear none of it. "Let no one release me," Andrew said, "for there has been allotted to me this destiny, to depart out of the body and live with the Lord, with whom I am even now being crucified." And exhausted, Andrew said, "Lord Jesus, whom I have seen, whom I have within me, and whom I love, and with whom I will be, receive me in peace into your eternal kingdom, and that through my exodus, the many who are akin in nature to me may enter your rest as well." And there he died on November 30th, around the year 60. Now, when he was condemned by crucifixion, he asked that his cross be in the form of an X, because he did not feel worthy to be crucified as Christ. And that's why today we recognize the cross of Andrew as an X. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be. World without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
By virtue of our baptism and our confirmation, we've been sent out into the world to proclaim the good news. Now think about this. Thousands of people came to hear the good news of Jesus from Andrew as he hung upon the cross. The culture they lived in left them so empty and desperately hungry for the truth and salvation that only God can give, that they came to this old man dying on the seashore. And so he managed to summon the strength to talk about the things of God, and they were converted. But how about us? In some ways, we've become so intimidated by the culture that tells us to keep quiet about Jesus, and we've experienced so much rejection from family and friends when we try to share our faith with them. And both of these things, I think, have caused us to become gun-shy, afraid to share the gospel. Now, our culture offers every worldly thing imaginable except the one thing everyone needs, and that's Jesus. But you have Jesus. You have a friendship with him, and you have a relationship with the people in your lives. So you are perfectly situated to share Jesus with them. But we need to summon the strength like Andrew. And so we pray, Jesus, give us the opportunity and the wisdom and the strength to speak to others about you as Andrew did. And once you've prayed that prayer, pay attention, because God will give you opportunities to tell someone. Maybe you tell someone that you will pray for the problem that they just shared with you. Or maybe offer them a miraculous medal. Or share the Rosary podcast with them. Or invite them to pray the Rosary with you. Whatever the method, let's make the resolution to pray for opportunities to help our loved ones take that next right step closer to God. And then for God to give us the strength and the wisdom once the opportunity arises. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Saint Michael the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our protection against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, O Prince of the heavenly host, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl throughout the world seeking the ruin of souls. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Well, Teresa, what captures your attention or what strikes you about the life of St. Andrew?
For starters, I think I really take for granted the apostles. The fact that the world was evangelized so early on. I always looked at it as, growing up, I just thought, and they all sort of stayed around Israel and then Rome and they didn't go very far, and it just slowly spread. But to think that they immediately went out so far from home, made such incredible sacrifices, and lived such powerful lives, and that is what planted the roots, it kind of tells you that the way to evangelize isn't to be really timid. You got to make the full dedication.
Yeah.
And that doesn't mean if you're a doctor, you should drop everything and stop practicing and go live with nothing but the clothes on your back, running around the U.S., hitchhiking. In fact, that might not work as well as just being a good Catholic doctor. But to do so very courageously and boldly.
Yeah. Yeah, I would say the vice that pervades our culture is timidity.
Yeah.
We're timid.
Yeah.
Here's the thing that really amazes me. When I'm in Israel, I know a lot of Muslims.
Mm-hmm.
And they are committed to, now I think Islam is not a religion from God. I think, and I can give all the reasons for it. But I am, and I will admit my admiration of their commitment to prayer,
mm-hmm.
their commitment to who they think is God, and they are very fearless and bold of sharing it with others.
Yep.
Whenever I'm with them,
I think they realize that their reputation in that sense is not greater than their faith.
What do you mean?
I think the Muslims that we know are the most unabashed people in a good way. They're very proud, but they really could care less whether or not you're wrong or right about them.
Oh, they don't care about your opinion.
Yeah.
They just want to share. They want to tell you.
Mm-hmm. They're proud because they know who they are, not because you know who they are.
Right.
And that's a very different kind of pride.
Right.
I think we live in a culture that says who you are is who others think of you. And other people are always going to be wrong.
Yeah.
And you will always become more and more timid and less respectable the more you care about what everyone thinks of you.
Absolutely. Now, I'm not talking about being annoying
mm-hmm.
or arrogant, but they've been misguided. We have the fullness of truth revealed by Jesus. We have the Holy Spirit dwelling within us. We have everything at our disposal, and yet we're so timid.
You just to own up to your faith. I was thinking about, I can be such a pushover when I'm talking with people, certain people that disagree with me, where they're outlining something that I actively disagree with, and I'm like, I just don't quite know what to say. Partially because I think there's a certain approach to agreeing and disagreeing with people. I'm very aware when I'm talking with people of leaving the floor open for disagreement. And I hope people don't feel like if I like something, they can't say that they don't like it. I really like when people are like, that's not my thing and this is why.
Mm.
It tells me more about them and about that thing. I get the sense in a lot of settings that once someone has stated what they believe and what they like, everyone else in the room falls silent unless they agree.
Hmm. Yeah, that's true. I'm also thinking that when we find a person, we have to test the waters. We have to test the door.
Yeah.
Will this person open the door for me to share the faith, invite them to something? Will they open the door? If I try with a person and they're closed, it's useless to beat on the door.
Or worse, it's like, you know, in fire drills, they always tell you to feel the knob, and you can tell if there's a raging fire behind that door. You probably shouldn't open that door.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wait for that to cool off.
Yeah. So if basically, I think our approach should be, we enter into relationship, we test the door of people to see whether it will open or whether it should open. And if it opens, we keep going. But if it's shut and locked, then we're not annoying. We don't try to force. You can't force anybody to faith. And that's when we take the indirect route with prayer and sacrifice.
Mm-hmm.
We don't give up on them.
Yeah.
But we offer prayer for them, we offer sacrifice for them, and we continue in friendship with them. So if the door opens, be bold, keep going.
Yeah, I noticed it at the end of Andrew's life there. It's not as soon as, oh, I don't know how to say his name.
Agiates?
Yeah, as soon as he finally talks to him, it's not like Andrew immediately converts him. It's not like all he needed was just to hear Andrew. But Andrew, instead, it's his witness of faith. And it's his martyrdom.
Yep. And the other thing that amazes me is that, okay, Andrew brings Christianity to the region of Ukraine and Russia there in the first century. But the whole country, both countries, don't become Christian officially until almost 900 years later.
Mm-hmm.
983.
What was the turning point then?
I don't think you can say there was one turning point. It's that over the centuries, everyone did their part and it accumulates.
Yeah.
But the most important thing is Andrew did his part. We all then have to do our part, and then there's an accumulation. So let's do our part and leave the results to God. Thanks for the conversation.
Thank you.
Let's be apostles of friendship, good conversation, and the rosary. Share this with others.